Hey, have you heard of Bloom Stories? It's an audio erotica app with over 1,000 intimate stories, guides, role plays, and more. If you like the stuff here, you'll love it there. They also just launched a spicy audiobook section where they partner with book talk authors and top-selling creators. Everything from fantasy to dark romance is in there. Head to bloomstories.com to sign up for a free account. Unlock everything by using promo code GIRLONTHENET and save up to 70%.
This is an audio recording of the blog post on being restrained by Girl on the Net. I'm an impatient person. I don't want you to try to fuck me, to tease me gently and have me panting and gasping. I want you to put your dick inside me. I want you to push it into my cunt before I've barely got my knickers down. To a certain extent, I want you to act like you don't care how I want it. But the problem is that you might not actually want to fuck me like that. Although I like to imagine that you want it quick and hard and angry, you might want to do things more slowly. Take your time overtaking me. How do we solve this dilemma? Well, you need to shut me up. You need to stop me from bucking and writhing and sitting on your dick when I'm tired of the foreplay. In short, to slow me down, you need to tie me down. The best restraints are the quick ones. Handcuffs, without pink fluff, ideally. I've never yet come across something pink and fluffy that makes me slip my knickers. Velcro wrist and ankle cuffs, bondage tape, gaffer tape. I like restraints that don't need long setup or complex knots. But anyway's fine, to be honest. I'll be good and hold still while you tie me. Because I know that when I'm tied, all the things I want to happen will happen. Namely, the things I know you want to happen. Some people say the best thing about being restrained is the feeling of being restricted. The tightness of the rope around your wrists, ankles, chest. A tightness that, like the tightness of a corset, restricts your breathing slightly and makes you mildly panicky in a way that makes your cunt wet. They're right, of course. That stuff is hot. But I think the best thing about being restrained is that it makes me shut up, stop thinking, stop needing you to fuck me in a certain way. When I'm tied up, I know I'm getting fucked, and I know that you can make me wait for it. You can do what you like to me. I can't speed things up by rolling over or touching myself. I can't touch you. I can't writhe into a different position so your cock hits me in just the right spot. It's deliciously frustrating. And at the same time, I know that for you, it's deliciously satisfying. You can tie me exactly how you like. So I'm barely a person with my own desires and decisions. I'm a neatly tied and packaged present for you. Recently, the boy I like tied my ankles to the bedposts. Not the bottom bedposts, with my hands cuffed to the top, spread-eagled open wide for him to lie on top and fuck. No, he lay me on my back and made me lift my legs into the air. He bound my ankles tightly together and then secured them to the bed just behind my head. I was folded in half, exposed, open, but with my legs crushed tightly together. He had to force his dick into me as I squeezed against him, gripping the rope around my ankles with my hands and feeling his cock pushing hard and deep, so fucking deep, inside me. The feeling of restraint was hot, but not as hot as the feeling of being used. He grabbed the ends of the rope and braced himself, hauling on them with both hands, pulling my legs further back, making my cunt tighter as he fucked me and fucked me and fucked me. He called me a good girl as he came, and as he undid the knots, I reluctantly accepted my freedom back. If you liked that, you can hear more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come and support me on Patreon and help me make more of it at patreon.com/girlonthenet.